Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, August 13th, 2008, ushers in the Aaron Rodgers era and closes the book on Brett Favre's playing days with the Green Bay Packers. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Right in the pocket, wings the right side. A tackle grab is made by Jones. Breaks the tackle, loses his helmet. Down the right sideline to the end zone. Touchdown!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we'll take a look at Aaron Rodgers' first professional start, albeit a preseason start, but a start nonetheless. Give you our views on the first preseason game, and finally close the book on the Brett Favre situation. So let's get started.
Let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Aaron Rodgers.
Heck yeah.
We got James Jones.
Helmet optional.
Aaron Rouse.
Always, always finding the ball.
Then we got the bad. We got some Brandon Jackson.
Almost getting your quarterback killed.
Bob Sanders.
Vanilla is the flavor of the day.
Alfred Malone.
Personal foul penalties are our specialty.
And we got the ugly with some Chris Francis.
Oh, Chris Francis. Not one, but two drops. I mean, the one is the most famous because it was the one that led to Rodgers' interception.
But you know, Chris Francis was the designated receiver on that play.
I know. I was shocked when I read that. McCarthy said he was the first read on that
play.
Yeah,
but I think it's more the first read for the position. But
yeah, no, the position in the
obviously
in the formation.
Not Chris Francis.
But Aaron Rodgers, can't say enough about this kid. Great job. First start in Lambeau. Great reception from the fans. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Ran the offense well. You know, they were kind of like, you know, jumping and starting at the beginning, and he was the one, it seemed, that actually calmed the offense down.
I have to say, I'm not that surprised with the reaction from the fans, only because if you've been in Lambeau, which we both have, obviously,
right.
You know, the history of the place, look, the kid is the starting quarterback. There's nothing we can do to change
right,
that. No BrettFavre.net is going to change anything.
And you get
to the reality and you see Lombardi and Hudson. You know, you see them all. See them all. And you know what? Here we are. This is the reality. Let's get with the freaking program.
Exactly. I think what we witnessed was people getting on board or shutting up. I think that's what was happening before our eyes on Monday night. But he did a great job. You know, he was throwing high a couple times, and I think that's totally to be expected. He's totally geeked up, and I think another quarterback used to sail things at the beginning of games as well, if
that's
I recall.
True.
But, you know, so that'll be corrected.
He was pretty good. I mean, he looks like a different person.
He does. He really does, doesn't he? I mean, it's night and day.
I mean,
especially from last year, from the year before, every year,
he looks... Like last year, I felt like he still had some remnants of yelling at people.
The petulant, kid who.
Yeah, it's like I'm the spoiled brat. I'm supposed to be a first rounder, and I feel like this Brett Favre thing might have done him good because I know he always knew that he was replacing legends, and you can understand that. But you know, hey,
he's got the full weight of it.
Maybe having a kid tell you he hates you,
yeah, right,
brings you down
telling
a peg.
You suck. I mean, that's just an unfortunate scenario.
It is.
But, take it for a positive. To his credit, he has handled it perfectly. Yeah. And I think that showed itself on the field. And I think the reception from the fans, I don't think it shocked him, but I think he was genuinely really surprised.
I think he was surprised.
At how warm the reception was.
Yeah.
And he talked about it in his press conference.
It felt great. It's nice when you throw not a great pass, and you got a guy who can catch it, break two tackles, lose a helmet, and score a touchdown. It was a good night. The reception from the fans, the signs I saw in the fans in the stands were very positive and encouraging. And unfortunately, we only got 10 points, but it was good that we put together two scoring drives and made some plays out there.
Yeah, they did make some plays. And, you know, we were talking about it at the Packer Fan Forum.
Tired of talking to friends and family who just don't seem to care who the Packers' fifth wide receiver will be? Then head over to the Packer Fan Forum at CheeseheadTV.com. You'll meet Packer fans that are just as passionate about the Pack as you are. the Packer Fan Forum at CheeseheadTV.com.
Those are our new ads.
We've got new ads, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Every once in a while, we're going to be pushing some stuff on you.
We do want to push the Packer Fan Forum on you. For those of you listening to the podcast who haven't moved over to the forum, or maybe you did and you haven't been back in a while, we are... It's taking
gearing
off.
Up. I tell you, we get a little email alert
going on
every time someone signs up, and every day.
Every day. We actually have a streak going right now. It's an 8-day streak of members.
Of new membership.
Help
every
us
day.
Keep it going. Help us keep members on there. It's
Sign
fun.
Up. Join the conversation.
You know, just a little segue. It is kind of annoying. A lot of the Packer fan forums out there, and a lot of the forums out there, people can get nasty on them.
And
what I don't like is people can censor you. So it's hard to have a balance of, okay, right. I don't want you to be nasty to each other, but I don't want to just ban people.
I want to allow you to say what you want to say.
We try to keep that. You can say what you want to say. People will talk crap about you, will defend you.
But
and
be decent to each other.
Yeah, moderation.
Because we try to be decent to each other.
And I don't ban anyone unless you're like a spammer.
Yeah, well, then you're going to get banned. you know who else should be banned? You know who else should be banned?
Bob Sanders.
Bob freaking Sanders. From ever teasing us with exotic defenses ever again.
With the 2-4-6.
Okay, I'm being ridiculous.
No,
2-4-5.
I can't count.
I was so excited to see some real, you know, different looks from the defense. And the first play came out absolute vanilla base 4-3.
Well,
and I thought, oh, no.
But it's normal. I mean, even Fritz Schirmer had vanilla defenses in the preseason.
It's the first preseason game. I joke. I jest.
The 2-4-5. The 2-4-5 was interesting.
One play.
It's true. And we've talked about this. Look, third down, we need something to happen. So if it's 2-4-5, I'm excited about it. Hey, we're paying for it. We might as well use it.
Exactly. We paid for that extra linebacker this year. Overall, the defense shut them down three series in a row. Now, granted, they were without Hushmanzada. They were out Johnson. Overall, you had to be really happy with what you saw from the first string defense.
It's true. They had a run on, A.J. Hogg talked about, they had a little run on them.
Yeah, well, that was after the first string defensive line kind of exited the field.
Speaking of,
and
without
then things
the,
got really
well,
ugly.
That should tell you the second string defensive line of this team.
We're in some serious trouble.
It's almost as bad as the offensive line.
And Pickett don't, you know.
Oh yeah.
Come back to form. So
now
to
you
speak.
Think Jolly won't be suspended? I think
I don't at all.
I don't think he will be, but I don't think he will be because of the technicalities where you know his court case is until like 3 years from now.
No. I just don't see it. I just don't think they'll do it because, and even if they do, I think it won't be till next year.
I was under the impression that if you're close to a felony or you get a felony, that there is some suspension.
But it's possible. But I just, like I said last time, I think if Marshawn Lynch can hit somebody with his car. Admit to it. At first, deny it, and then admit to it. So basically, be caught in a lie about hitting somebody with his car and not get suspended. I don't see how having codeine with somebody is.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Offense. The thing that he did is, you know, hey, Brett Favre admitted to being addicted to painkillers. So
exactly.
We're not talking about an egregious offense here. I just, you know, this whole Roger Goodell, he's going to be stricter on people. Although it is ridiculous. When
I believed
you look at,
it when he started, and now we know
I
it's
did
a
too.
Total
I
sham.
I believed it when the whole Pac-Man Jones thing happened, and then now it's a sham.
Now it's a total sham.
But the defensive line, I mean,
yeah,
Ryan Pickett is on the PUP.
Yeah, he is.
I know it's a temporary one. Ted Thompson himself said, look, it's all good. He's going to play.
Right.
But he's still on it.
He's on it.
He's
along
the
most with his
important...
buddy, Justin Harrell, who at this point has just got to be one of the most disappointing people on the face of the earth.
Well, wait. Let my favorite Packer radio show of all time is Sportsline. Now, I don't like everybody on it. The only reason I like that show is for Chris Hovel.
Absolutely.
Love him. So we have a little thing that he talks about, him and Harry Sidney and Justin Harrell, which I think is pretty important. Let's listen to this.
Get on the field, do something. Or else just get on that cart and just keep riding. You know, Harry got on him really hard last year because he hopped on a cart when he had a thumb injury.
Okay.
I mean, you know, your lower extremities are fine. You got an OE on your thumb and you hop on the cart. I said it was just because he wanted to get in there quicker because he's good. And Harry just looked at me and said, yeah. And he smiled. And I knew he thought that I was just full of beans. So he's down on Justin Harrell. And Harry led the charge on that. And I defended my guy, Justin Harrell. And now I'm done. I'm that's it. It's not right that he's getting a free pass.
And he's not getting a free pass here at Cheesehead TV, nor has he ever gotten a free pass.
I was going to say, he says Harry Sidney led the charge. But I'd venture to say Corey Behnke led the charge against Justin Harrell.
And only the other 250 subscribers of this podcast actually know who that is.
And we thank you. We thank you very much.
But you can listen to WDZ, the Sportsline podcast that we just played. You can get the podcast on Packernet, and you can also listen to the internet radio, their shows.
Oh, WDZ is live now, right?
WDZ live on the radio. Want to give that plug to them. They don't pay us anything. We just like their show. And
very
you know,
much.
Give some love.
Give some love. But speaking of giving love, let's talk about some people who were unexpected performers.
Abdul Hodge, anyone?
Where did he come from? I mean, last I read,
he always teases, though. He teases.
It's true. It's very true.
But I'm excited.
I gotta say, last time I read about him, he was on the verge of maybe not even being able to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all of a sudden there he is on Monday night, blowing people up in the run game.
He's always been exciting. The knock against him is the intelligence thing.
Yeah, and being able to read the offense.
Do I want Bob Sanders? Well, this is kind of a double-edged sword, but do I want Bob Sanders calling the plays into Abdul Hodge's helmet?
No.
Not so much.
Let's pass on that.
But I actually don't want either of those things.
But someone else who caught my eye, so to speak, I think, and I think caught a lot of people.
A lot of people.
With Matt Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think Matt Flynn served notice. This is going to be a competition for the backup spot.
I think, the backup spot is
going to be automatically given to Brian Brohm.
No.
Because he was by far the better-looking quarterback on Monday night.
Oh, I think Packer Nation is there's some fuel under there. There's some fire going on, and they're like,
absolutely,
it's burning.
Especially after that performance.
Well, you know how they like Southern fried quarterbacks, so you know us Packer fans, we love them. We love them from the South.
On the flip side there, you know, there's unexpected performers, and then there's unexpected flops. And I got to say, Josh Sitton, after all the love he got from the press this past week, really disappointing.
Don't believe the hype.
Oh, my goodness, right? Take a nation of millions just to protect the quarterback. My goodness, he was horrible.
Although, I will say he did better than Darren College did last year at the same time.
I don't know, man. That's a bold call. I got to say, I'm not sure.
Here's the bigger issue. Here's the bigger issue.
What's that?
Okay, we're like debating about two really horrible players on our team.
I know, right? And now let's talk about a third one in Nick Collins at the corner position. I mean, Nick Collins at safety is pretty much a wash. Like, it's good and it's bad and you live with it. But Nick Collins at corner, that's an experiment that needs to stop. All right? A, he can't cover. And B, he can't tackle.
Well, and you got to believe,
you put those things together, I don't think you really want that.
You got to believe that he's taking up space. You got Jarrett Bush, Tremont Williams, Patrick Lee, and Will Blackman competing for
the
job.
Thank you. I mean, you drafted this kid, Patrick Lee, and he can't see the field before Nick Collins gets a shot at corner?
Hey, Nick.
What?
You can't play safety, and we really want to put Aaron Rouse in. So do you think he can play cornerback?
What about punter? We need a punter. I can't stand any more of these 16-yard shanks.
WDZ, speaking of them again, Chris Alva made the good point of how Craig Hentrich, 3 years.
3 years what?
Before he became good at all. Like, he was pretty terrible.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. Greg Hentrich had a good leg.
It's true.
He could boom him.
And honestly, the entire playoffs, all you have to do is watch tape on that game and see how terrible our punter
it's
is.
It's freaking painful. Are you kidding me? But I'm not going to go off on that because it's a punter and I don't want to get all upset about a punter. But something that was not upsetting, which was actually pretty exciting to watch, was Brandon Jackson breaking
the
some
running
runs.
Game. The running game without Ryan Grant getting some stuff done.
Oh, it was getting some stuff done.
Morency got blown up on that screen and there were, you know, Brandon Jackson missing the freaking block.
The blitz pickup. Oh, okay. I've written a ton about it, so I'm not going to talk too much about it, but man, how do you go last year at this time? You know, everyone in Packer Nation knows that your weakness is picking up the blitz. Now, you have had last offseason, last season, the playoffs, this offseason, now the first preseason game to improve your blitz pickup. And you're still making that mistake?
And last season, you weren't even the starter.
No.
So you had time to work on those things.
I just don't understand how schematically he cannot know he's got to pick up the weak side blitz. It boggles my mind. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm sorry. But it really upset me.
Well, exciting, though, his runs were exciting. We're going to listen to one in a second.
They were incredible.
You're not going to know.
The two big ones.
I'm excited about Ryan Grant and him. I think that we have got to look at Andy Reid's play calling in the last 5 years.
Right.
And we got to look at the way he does a running back by committee, because it works. And especially if you have a guy, Brandon Jackson, that delay.
That was sick.
Oh,
that was sick.
You can't, I mean.
When he ducked under the defensive lineman, that was sick.
And Ryan Grant, you're not going to know anything about injury with the holdout. And the injury happening when it did.
Exactly.
Until Saturday, we're really not going to know.
Even then, you know,
yeah,
who knows?
True.
It's going to take a couple games.
Yeah, why you know? Why even put him in until the last preseason game?
Apparently, he was in pads today. He left early for treatment. But, you know, it's going to take some time to break him back in, let Brandon Jackson get some more reps. And, hey, who knows? Could be the makings of a Levens-Bennett kind of double-headed monster.
I like it.
Wouldn't mind that
like
at
it.
All.
Well, and something else I wouldn't mind? I wouldn't mind more of these.
Rodgers looking left and right now. Ducks in under his center. Jason Spitz takes the snap on the handoff. It goes to Brandon Jackson. Nice cutback move up the middle. Breaks a tackle, cutting left to the 40. 45, stiff arms his way. 50, in the Bengal territory. Roped out of bounds near the 41-yard line at Cincinnati. Marvin White finally got him down. 22-yard gain.
Remember that really cool Packers World Championship pin your father wore in his lapel from 1961? Or the limited edition Bart Starr bobblehead that you lost when you moved? Check out the Packer auction at CheeseheadTV.com. If you can remember it, we'll help you find it.
You know what you won't need help finding, probably?
What's that?
Is a Brett Favre jersey.
No.
You're spoiled for choice at this point. Brett Favre is a Jet.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, after all the drama, after everything's gone down, to have him playing in New York City is just unbelievable.
For everything that happened, honestly, it couldn't have happened any... For everything that went on,
right?
It couldn't
after
have
everything
happened
that was said.
Any better.
No, I agree.
For Packer fans, for Ted Thompson, for Mike McCarthy, for Brett Favre.
I absolutely agree. And Favre may not even agree with that, but I think it is.
I think Ted Thompson won because Ted Thompson, at the end of the day, bottom line, he made a Packer legend go to a 4-12 team.
A 4-12 team who doesn't play in our conference. So, I mean,
he which is great, which was one of my two conditions.
And the better Favre does, the better it is for the Packers.
Which is really a great thing. And fundamentally, it's a brilliant thing. Because not only does he not give Favre to the Bears or the Vikings.
Right.
Not only does he not do those things. Not only do we not play Tampa Bay and Favre on the fourth week of the season.
Right.
But now we don't play him at all. So we still get to compare Aaron and Brett together.
Sure.
I mean, that's going to happen.
That'll
whatever.
Happen.
Right. But Brett gets the best of both worlds. The Jets love him. I mean, the people here...
Goodness.
I'm 10, in New York.
10,000 fans.
We're here in New York.
Practice.
Are you kidding? This is the best thing for that organization. They have nothing, okay? Seriously. Of all 32 teams, I put them in the bottom four.
Easy.
And now they
Whoa.
Just went to 15. And they just went to the 15 just with Brett. Because there's people like my UPS driver, okay? He's a Miami fan. But he loves New York teams. Of the New York teams, he loves the Jets. There's excitement. I mean, it's exciting.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If anything, this town loves excitement. And sports teams in this town usually do not bring them anything called exciting, except for the Yankees.
The baseball people.
Whatever,
baseball.
Who cares? But Jets and Giants, I mean... The Super Bowl was exciting, but this is more exciting than that in a lot of ways.
Easy there,
come
Packer
on, it's
fan.
Brett. It's Brett.
Come on, Packer fan.
It is.
I'm
a Packer fan in New York.
I
know we have a large contingent of Packer fans in New York, and I got it. This is going to be a great year.
It's
going
to be a great year because you're going to get to watch Brett. And like I said, everybody at work. I mean, to a person. They cannot see me and not ask me about this. And I have said basically the same thing to every one of them. Well, how do you feel about Brett going to the Jets? I'll tell you how I feel. I feel great. And you know why? Because when he throws a soul-crushing, season-ending interception, I can just laugh and go, huh, that's just Brett. And it doesn't affect me. Now it doesn't matter. I get to laugh it off rather than go home and cry.
No.
You know?
You know what it does? It refills the pool. You know the negative pool you have from the St. Louis playoff game where he had seven interceptions? Or maybe it was six.
It was six.
It was six because seven was the record. That's
right.
Okay, remember when he had the six? So every time he does that, it actually takes one away from that game.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
It really is it. Because that was a bad time.
It was horrible. It was awful. Because that was Sherman. And that was Sherman just going, chuck it. Just see
know.
What you can
the
do.
The first time I see Brett Favre throw a touchdown to Bubba Franks in the red zone, which will be the only catches that Bubba Franks makes
right.
in the red zone.
In a Jets uniform.
I'm going to be pretty excited about it.
I am too. I gotta,
and I'll be thinking draft picks.
And look at this.
That's what's going to be going in my mind.
And
draft
look at
pick,
this.
Draft pick, draft pick.
Ex-Ted Thompson draft choice, David Clowney. Could be going Clowney. 70-yard bombs for
Favre
Brett Favre.
To Clowney. And you know what? Last year at this time, who were we talking about?
Clowney.
David Clowney.
We were making fun of him. But but God bless him. Now he's going to be catching bombs from Brett Favre. Way to go, Clowney.
There you go.
But Brett Favre, a legend, will always be a Packer.
Will always be a Packer.
Not even a question.
Nothing can change that. He will retire a Packer. He will get his Packer jersey retired. He will get his number retired.
He'll go in the Ring of Honor.
He will get a statue.
Yes. Absolutely.
Everything.
All of it. He's a Packer. He's one of the greatest Packers. A lot of people want to say he's the greatest ever.
He's not the greatest.
Not so sure I'm right
he's
there with
you.
He's
not the greatest. I don't care who you are. He's not the greatest.
I gotta say Bart Starr. That's just me.
And he might not even be the second. I think he's the second, but there are some people
there
who can make a good argument.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's it for this week's show. Everyone here at Cheesehead TV would like to offer our condolences to the family of Herm Schneidman, who yesterday, at the age of 95, passed away. Herm was the oldest living Packer. We hope you enjoyed our latest attempt at Packer punditry. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us. Give us a call at our podcast hotline at 646-797-2909 and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.